Christopher Wallace, better known as Notorious B.I.G., was at the height of his hip-hop career in the early 90s. But the rising star's ascent came to a tragic end 8 years ago when Wallace was gunned down after leaving a party in Los Angeles. His murder forced hip-hop musicians and fans to face the violence that was robbing rap of its freshest young talent. But for Valletta Wallace, the shooting meant more than the death of an artist. She lost a son. Ms. Wallace's new book, Biggie, is both a mother's tribute and a way to help her cope with the pain.
He has touched so many people, and so many people loved him and, you know, still do. That cannot take the pain away. Mm-hmm. What I am feeling inside is like 100-pound lead weighing down in my chest. It's very cold and it's very heavy. And I am so dying to get rid of it. But it's not something you can get rid of, because that was my son. He was my baby. I am a mother, and I will always be a mother.
Valletta, the idea that the murder has not been solved, that you've been fighting in court a wrongful death suit against the Los Angeles Police Department, does the fight make it easier in that you have a mission, or make it harder in that you can't, to the best of our ability, when a loved one passes away, let it be and move on?
With this case, I don't look at it as harder, easier. I don't see triumph in it. It's about honesty. It's about integrity. It's about making a wrong right. Someone murdered my son, and the LAPD knew all about it, and it needs to be exposed. The truth needs to come out.
What about the environment of not just rap, but the music industry? Those of us who've been around it for years understand that for all of what it can bring you on the plus side, there is a tremendously historic and long downside, dangerous side, seedy side of the music industry. When you learned it through Christopher's involvement, and you see where rap music in particular is today, what's your thought?
I don't look at where rap music is today. I look at the individual who is rapping. Rap is a culture. The individual make it what it is. It is their lifestyle. It is what they want it to be. I don't like it. I don't like the fact that there's profanity. They are degrading women. But they're telling a story. And it's their story. I don't have to listen to it. Mm-hmm. I don't have to buy it. I would really love for them to be educated, to know that some of the things that they're saying, they're hurting people. I mean, emotionally. I honestly don't think that the music is hurting anyone physically. People hurt people.
Can you listen to his music today? Do you listen to it?
I listened to it once when I heard all the negative ramifications that surrounded by it. People were saying that he caused his death. He sang, you know, whatever, he recited his death. And so as a mother, I had to listen to it. He had told me earlier not to listen to it because rap was not for me. Mm-hmm. I want to find out what is it that some people like about it, what they love about it, and what they hated about it. And I want to find out if I hated it too. And I love the music. I loved some of the stories. I just hated some of the storylines.
Often when you lose a figure, particularly an entertainment figure so young, you think of the iconic nature of a James Dean, a Marilyn Monroe, an Otis Redding, a Sam Cooke. Biggie will fall into that in the sense that in our minds, he will get no older. He will be as we know him. Do you think about that, and do you reflect in your fantasy the man he would have become?
Oh, every day I looked at the young men. It brought tears to my eyes. I remembered right after his death, I couldn't look at boys to men because I saw my son in them. When I saw the grandmothers and the aunts and the uncles, I get a little jealous, and I'm not ashamed to say. I'm jealous because I wanted to be that aunt. I wanted to be that grandma. I wanted to be that mother.
In all of this, Valletta, we should note that you've also, and it's important for this month for us to talk about this, battled breast cancer. I'm wondering, in his death, were you able to gain strength in dealing with your own circumstance?
When my son passed away, I had my first bout with breast cancer. I had my first mastectomy in 93, and I just had my second mastectomy 2.5 years ago. As far as breast cancer is concerned, all I can encourage young ones to do is be educated and do very, very regular examination. Because if you don't, it is death. But breast cancer doesn't have to be a death sentence. It can be life if you know what you're doing with your body.
Well, the book is titled Biggie. It is a remembrance of a son from Valletta Wallace, talking about her son, Christopher Wallace, known as Biggie or Notorious B.I.G. to many. Valletta Wallace, again, one can never ease the pain, but we appreciate the stalwart effort and the grace you've handled yourself in all of this, and we thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.